No, you're not on hold. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Hello. My name is Jasper. I hope you're doing well wherever you are. Thanks for listening to the radio. It's so good to be with you. This is Training Time. It's a new show we have here at the station where I or some of my other colleagues here at the station, we hop on air with the radio curious, with folks who have done some training here at CITR and are maybe thinking about starting their own show. Today, I'm joined by a number of friends. I have Alex, Kareem, Jude, and Nicole here in studio with me. And we're going to listen to some music, just hang out. Maybe I'll introduce Jude first. Jude, how are you?
Let's do it. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
It's great to see you. I feel like we met a couple days ago.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You did a
tour last week.
I did. I was here yesterday.
And you were here yesterday. Yeah. What was going on yesterday?
I had my production training.
Cool.
I was doing Audacity, all the nitty gritty.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah. The nitty gritty of Audacity, which the people's music production software. I use it all the time. I love it. Jude, tell me a little bit about yourself. I feel like you and I, you know, we don't know each other too well.
Alrighty, well, it's my first year here. I'm from Vancouver Island.
Cool. Which
Not
part?
Too far. Victoria.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a little heart of Vancouver, except
totally.
With more woods, I'd say.
Cool. First year,
that's correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome to campus. how was your first month?
First month's good. It's a hard adjustment, I'd say, but meeting people has been great, and especially coming here, I'm getting a little heart of a good community.
Cool.
Yeah,
September is a lot.
It is.
On campus.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, there's just a lot of energy flying around and but I'm glad it went well for you.
It did go well, yeah.
And you're maybe thinking about starting a show.
That's correct.
Sweet.
Should hear my voice again.
I'm really looking forward to.
I am as well.
To hearing what you do. You brought a song.
I sure did. One of my favorites.
One of your favorite songs,
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Most certainly.
Okay. Tell me about your relationship with this song.
Okay. Well, I have a little obsession with the show American Horror Story. Right.
Great show.
And Lady Gaga, of course.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, the soundtrack in American Horror Story has like a really dark, eerie theme to it. And this song particularly appears in a scene that I really adore, hence the name, let's say.
Cool.
And it's really intense, a lot of emotion. And I believe this song just encapsulates everything in one.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, here's I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya, and the Skakuya to lead in Homasquema stale.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Thanks for that, Ruby. Yeah, big shout out to Trek Coffee, who supplies the CITR family with free coffee so that we can stay alert and make radio for you. You are back on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard The Stone Roses, which was curated by our friend Jude. Great selection. We're moving on to some other music, all the way from Queens, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex?
Yep.
That's Alex, by the way.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Happy to be here.
Similarly... To my experience with Jude, you and I met this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did a tour?
I did a tour last year, but it was online.
Right.
So much for a tour.
Yeah, we had a long talk about your show idea because you did a virtual tour when we were all locked down.
Yeah, did some virtual tour. I was here when it kind of all opened up last year.
Right.
Opened up, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I really wanted to kind of get back in CITR and keep volunteering and hopefully have a show. So yeah.
We were talking off mic just now actually about your demo because you've written it.
Yep.
You've written a first draft.
Yeah, I've actually written like 3 or 4 episodes. So
cool.
I'm really excited.
You know what? Radio's fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
It is fun. And, for everyone listening at home, there's just a ton of free resources here at CITR. So you can make radio or podcasts, too. Or you can just, like, see what it's like. You don't have to commit to anything. It's pretty low pressure. Like, whatever, you know. What have you got for us to listen to today?
Yeah. So I actually heard this song for the first time about a week ago.
Oh, cool. This is new to you.
It's new to me. But I've listened to it so much that now I'm almost to the point of like, oh my goodness, it's over. Like I'm kind of almost to the point where I'm like, or right now I'm in the golden stage of like listening to a song that I really like. And I would say in a week from now, I'll be pretty sick of it. But I don't know. It's pretty good. So I'm not sure right now if I'll be sick of it or not. But this is The Choreographer by Action Bronson. And The reason I found it was I was looking, working on my show, right? It's about sampling music, and I was working through, you know, a couple artists, seeing which ones I should start off with, and I was like, I love Action Bronson, and I know, you know, when he produces a lot of his music, he uses a lot of samples, and I heard the song, I had to figure out where it was sampled from, and this song samples "I'm Back for More" by Leo Sonship. Which was released in 1978, and it's so beautifully done. So enjoy.
Right now, fuck that. I got the world in my hand right now. I should be somewhere sunny, getting logo. Like I sniffed a whole baseline of cocoa. Then I took the speedboat for a toy ride. At one point I was flying, baby, no lie. What I do to have a life like this? Ass on fat on my wife like shit. And your boy got a stomach like Buddha. Shared the lid hanging from the ceiling of the Cougar. Ah, 50K in a swim trunk. In a brown paper bag like a kid's lunch. Thug passing in a sippy cup. $100 worth of haze in a blunt, bitch. I'm the man right now. I got the plan right now. Fuck that. I got the world in my hand right now. I should be somewhere sunny getting tan right now. But I'ma show you how to move. I'ma show you how to dance. Got the pistol in my pants. I got the pistol in my pants. I'ma show you how to dance. One time for the big girls. Two time for the big girls. Boy, you know that I need that. You can find me where the weed at. One time for the big girls. Two times for the big girls. Oh, you know that I need that. You can find me where the weed at. Somebody's sleeping in my bed. All I do is bump True Hill. Damn, I should have took the blue pill. It's too real. I signed for two for 22 mil. Option for the third. You ain't popping on the curb. We never see you in the street. And me, I'm always on the town. You hear me? I'm the man right now. I got the plan right now. Fuck that. I got the world in my hand right now. I should be somewhere sunny getting tan right now. But I'ma show you how to move. I'ma show you how to dance. Got the pistol in my pants. I got the pistol in my pants.
This is Jasmine's pick, Fat Hoops. No, sorry. It's just called Hoops. Sorry, we were talking about the record label, which is called Fat Possum.
I'm also not Jasmine.
Oh, Nicole, so sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me.
No worries.
Nicole, tell us about Hoops.
So they're a band from some obscure town in the States, of which I do not remember off the top of my head. But while I don't know too much about the Hoops because they're no longer producing music.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's a long story. You can Google it if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's within the content boundary.
Oh, okay, okay. Maybe we won't talk about that then.
Yeah, but I heard this song for the first time when I was in New York in a little record store in December 2019. So yeah. It was like right on the cusp of the world ending, essentially.
You just made it in time. Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember hearing it. It was Christmas in New York, and I was in a little record store, and I heard this song.
What were you doing in New York? Like just vacation?
Yeah, I went with, it's a funny story. It was December when I went, but my mom had offered to take me back in September. Because I had just gone through, like, the worst breakup of my life, and I was, like, hysterical. My mom was like, I don't know how to fix this. Let's go to New York. And I was like, yeah, let's go to New York, but I have school. So we ended up going in December.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. What a cool city, hey?
Yeah, it's so full of culture and so full of little stories, and it's really, like, an amazing city. Don't think I could live there.
Right.
I like trees too much, but...
Yeah,
would definitely hang out there more if it was more achievable as a broke college student.
Yeah, you gotta love like the gritty city vibe.
Yeah,
and you gotta be willing to just like struggle.
Yeah,
it's tough. New York's tough.
Yeah.
hard to afford living there, but it does have that big city energy that.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. You feel really small, but never really alone.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like you get that feeling in LA, not New York.
That's interesting. That's a good observation. And I actually have never thought about that, but I agree with you, actually.
Yeah.
LA has a sort of more individualistic kind of feel.
Yeah.
It?
I remember busing from New York to New Jersey alone at 15, which was questionable.
No doubt.
But I made it alive. And I just remember like walking down the streets being like, I'm going to get killed. I'm like alone in New York. I'm like 4 foot nothing. But it was this like strange feeling of I'm in this massive city, but I still feel like I'm very much so at home here. Yeah.
Cool. So have you done, like, a lot of sort of traveling around the States?
No, I've been to New York and Vancouver Island.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. So what brings you to CITR? Like, are you interested in doing a show or a collective?
I actually have a show. I'm a collective lead.
Oh,
All Access Pass, Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Tune in, volunteer, please.
Okay, tell the listeners, like, how they can get involved, like, what's going on.
Yeah, so All Access Pass, just a little background. It's a show about accessibility, so everything surrounding accessibility, disability, being able-bodied, neurodivergence, et cetera, et cetera. We cover a pretty wide range of topics. Our first episode is about accessibility in dietetics.
Interesting.
But to get involved, go to the CITR Discord. Not the Discorder, that's the magazine.
This magazine?
Yeah, go to the Discord and then scroll down to accessibility and just shoot a message saying, I want to get involved. And I, the collective lead, will personally send you the link to sign up.
Delivered it.
Yeah.
That's great. The Accessibility Collective has done some really great work, and I'm so excited that you're taking it up.
Thank you.
And moving
so
it forward.
Excited.
It's so great. That's so awesome, Nicole. Welcome to CITR.
Thank you.
So I'm so glad you're here. Today it's training time, our new program where we hang out with newcomers to CITR and help, get them familiar with the studio. So if you're interested in radio, you can, as Nicole was saying, join a collective, or you can start your own thing, or you can come and just take a tour and you can see what's on offer here, because there's lots of different ways that you can be involved here. Anyways, we are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to chat with Kareem. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Interested in making radio? How about hosting your own show? At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get involved.
Hi, I'm Confused, aka Julie B, aka Zigzag Stardust, aka the host of Musician. I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off the presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me. Come on in and stay inspired in the meantime.
You can catch Musish here on CITR Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Very cool show. Cromfused is an excellent host and does all kinds of cool looping radio magic music stuff. I'm here with Kareem, who is also here with us in the training time.
Hi everyone.
How are you, Kareem?
Fine, how are you?
I'm really good. Really good. I've been looking forward to meeting you because I hear that you have a really specific vision for a show you want to do.
Yeah, actually that's correct. I want to do a show about Eurovision Song Contest, and I also keep hearing that everyone at CITR is very excited about that, and that makes me even more excited and more eager and more happy about the show.
Oh good. Well, I think maybe one of the first people you encountered here might have been Icia.
Yes, she was the one who gave me the studio tour, and she's the first person I met from the radio.
Well, she told us about like the Eurovision idea that you have.
Uh-huh.
And we just like really thought it was a cool idea. And we even, I wonder if I can pull this up here. We have like every year we have our own sort of Battle of the Bands contest.
Mm-hmm.
Called Shindig.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I have heard about it.
Oh, okay.
It. Yep.
Well, this year we were inspired by your idea, so we made the artwork look like Eurovision artwork.
Uh-huh. Nice, great, awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it on the website, but I can't. Anyways, if you look for it like on our Instagram or whatever, mm-hmm. You can see the
yeah. I saw the visuals actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did.
Good.
Yeah,
and you could tell right away
it was great. It was great.
So tell me, like, what would the show be like?
I'm thinking about a show that covers 1 year of Eurovision per episode. Like, I don't know if you know the format of the Eurovision Song Contest, but it's basically a show where countries in Europe and close to Europe send one song each year, and they compete to win, like compete to get the most votes from the public and the jury. So it has two semifinals each year. And one grand final, yeah. So it's a 1 week show, and I want to cover 1 year per episode with my insight, my favorites, and general theme and atmosphere in the show that year. That is that the events that affected the atmosphere in that year's show.
I think that's a great idea.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Hannah, the show host manager, also provided me with great insight. I want to thank her from here. And I'm hoping that I will make a show that will entertain everyone.
It sounds entertaining.
Definitely.
It's cool. It's really cool when people have such focused ideas about shows, you know. Not to say, like, it's okay to just have a general, like, hey, here's music I like kind of show. Uh-huh. But it's always fun to, like, encounter a show that really focuses on a specific cultural moment.
Yeah, I agree. And I want to make Eurovision more famous here. So that's why. That's why.
Yeah, because it really is. I mean, it's a Euro thing, right? Like in
time difference and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Karim, that's, well, I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, the
Thank
show
you
come
so
live.
Much.
What have you curated for us today?
It's a song called Whip My Hair by Willow, and I heard it in a movie called Nocturama, which is, I don't think, a very famous movie. It came on in 2016. It's about a teenage group who show their reactions to the world that this displaces, and displaces the low-income people. It's about their reaction, and I heard it in that movie, and it was such a moving song in a such a moving point of that movie, so it affected me really well, and I wanted to share it with you guys.
Well, that's a good enough reason as any, I think. All right, here it is. This is Whip My Hair by Willow Smith. That was Will Smith with a throwback. That was Whip My Hair. And I think everyone in the studio really enjoyed that.
Yeah, we are whipping all our hairs all together.
We were all whipping our hair. Well, that's the end of our time together here on Trading Time, and with you, dear listener. So thank you for listening to CITR and Trading Time. Alex, Kareem, Jude, and Nicole, thanks for coming, doing training.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for chatting and bringing your songs and your stories to the radio. We're all looking forward to hearing all of your shows here on CITR. So listener, keep it locked on CITR, and you'll hear everyone here eventually doing their own shows. We're going to throw it back to the Ghost Mix, and then at a little later on, we have Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai. So take care, everybody, and see you next time.
See ya.